We are now at both the one item we pulled off consent calendar and the regular agenda. I think it would probably be good, since we have people in the room, to take item number 105.
Authorize city attorney to appear as amicus curiae to support president's executive order granting relief to undocumented immigrants.
Well, I know this is an issue that's of interest to everyone on this council. We have a lot of immigrants in this country who are in limbo and who may be eligible for help under the executive action that President Obama has taken. And we as a city, as with other cities around the country, I think have a real vested interest in the defense of the president's authority to do his job and to provide provide relief to people within his authority. I think that this action will fuel economic growth. It will also have a human impact that we might just hear a little bit about today, but I think all of us have met people and talked to people and have friends and neighbors and family members and coworkers, all of whom are affected by this. So this is an issue where, again, I think we as a community have stood up and done the right thing within our authority, and where the president has done that as well. And I'm very proud to say that there are a lot of other communities around the country, as I saw last week at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, that are taking the same approach that we are, to say these are the right things for a president to do, and that's what this amicus brief will put Portland on record saying. So with that, let me turn it over to Harry Auerbach, or deputy city attorney, who can explain this better than I just did.
Well, no, thank you, Mayor. I certainly cannot do that. But what before we get to the good parts, let me just make two disclaimers for the record. One is, and they're both based on the same thing, this came up rather quickly to our attention. We got called, it was brought to us from government relations, who and so we didn't have time to get this resolution before we had to sign on to the brief. So as we disclosed in the impact statement, we've actually already done it. And if you change your, based on feedback from your offices, that you were going to support this resolution. So if you have changed your minds, I will apologize for having jumped the gun, and we will take steps to remove ourselves from the process. But we believe that staying on board is consistent with the city's approach toward people in our communities, regardless of their immigration status. The brief was, in fact, filed on Monday, and there were 33 cities who joined it. Just to give you the other disclaimer. I had understood this to be an executive action, executive order we were supporting. There isn't actually an executive order that was issued. It's an executive action by the president. So I'm sorry for the default in my civics. But I don't think you need to do anything about that. The brief's been submitted. It's a very good brief. It was written by a firm in Los Angeles. To give you a little bit of the context, a number of states, 25, I believe, brought an action in the United States District Court in Texas to try to enjoin the president's implementing his executive action to grant limited relief to certain groups of undocumented immigrants. So what's on the table right now is the motion for a preliminary injunction, which would prohibit the president from going ahead with this action while the case is being litigated until there's an ultimate determination on the merits, which, as anybody who's been in federal court can tell you, it can be anywhere as much as a year or two from now, and longer if the thing gets appealed, which I anticipate it will. So in granting or denying a preliminary injunction, a judge exercises discretion, and the federal courts have adopted a balancing test to help guide their discretion in whether or not to grant temporary relief. And they balance such factors as the likelihood of success on the merits, the balance of hardships, whether the person seeking the injunction would suffer more from not having it than the person against whom it sought would suffer if it was granted, and then the overall public interest. The only reason I'm walking you through this is because the brief that we joined, which was joined by 33 cities, focuses only on that last element, the public interest. And as Mayor Hales points out, makes a very good argument on roughly three bases why it's in the public interest not to enjoin this action at this time. First, because of the economic impact of immigrants in our communities, regardless of their immigration status. Second, because of the disruption to families and communities, particularly if you have a family where one parent is legal and one parent is undocumented, or you have parents who are undocumented and children who are born in the United States. This creates tremendous impact and hardship on families if members of the family are removed from the country. And also, the police community is very concerned about the impact of being able to have effective communications for community safety and law enforcement investigation when people are hesitant to talk to them because of fear of their immigration status. So from a law enforcement perspective, local law enforcement perspective, this makes sense because it will help us better engage with the community to try to help make their community safer and to perform law enforcement functions. So that's basically what I can tell you. I'm happy to answer any questions, but the resolution is before you to formalize our support of this amicus operation.
Questions for Harry? And maybe there'll be more later, if not. But I know we have Andrea Miller and Yuri Hernandez here to talk about this and others as well, but please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, Mayor Hales, commissioners. Thank you so much for having us here. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to provide testimony in support of your amicus briefing that does support the president's actions on immigration. As you know, I'm Andrea Miller, the executive director of CAUSA, which is Oregon's statewide immigrant rights organization. We have supported immigration reform for the past 15 years and played a major role in the implementation of deferred action for childhood arrivals in 2012. And needless to say that we were elated when President Obama made his announcement on November 20th of 2014, stating that his administrative changes would allow the parents of U.S.-born children and legal permanent residents to receive deferred action, which, as you know, allows them temporary relief from deportation and a work permit. We were thankful because we've seen the kind of impact that deferred action has had for young undocumented students such as Yuri. Now the same opportunity will be granted to the parents. And in Oregon, there's about an estimated 64,000 people who will be eligible for the expansion of deferred action. And I want to make a note that it's not just the parents that are going to benefit. The impact is exponential because, as the attorney said earlier, there's children, there's spouses. And so the economic opportunity, the family stability, and the reduction of stress actually is more than the 64,000. It's, you know, times how many people are in each of their families. So it's huge for Oregon. But we know that these administrative changes are currently under attack through the lawsuit. And this is, you know, putting at risk the chance of thousands of families to improve their lives for the better. And so we're incredibly concerned about this lawsuit. It's obvious that we fully support the council's resolution for this amicus briefing, and I thank you for your obvious support of this. Needless to say that as Congress stalls on passing any serious immigration reform effort, it becomes more and more important for local electeds to stand up for immigration issues, not just in the city, but also statewide. And we appreciate your support. I mean, as you know, this impacts our economy, but also our families' stability and reduction of stress and fear, which impacts people's health. So thank you, Mayor Hales, commissioners, for your support of this. And I really look forward to continuing to work with you to enhance the welcoming policies that you all have placed in Portland.
Thank you. Welcome, Yuri.
Hello. Once again, my name is Yuri Hernandez. I'm a social work student at the University of Portland, my last year here. well, at the University of Portland. So I'm here to give you a little bit of my story, put a face to the issue. So I was brought here at the age of 3 and have been continuously residing in Oregon. I lived in Coos Bay, and then when I was accepted to the University of Portland, made the move up here to Portland. So 4 years now in Portland, a great city. So before DACA, there's living the effects that it had on my life. I can't sum up in 3 minutes, but before the DACA program, I lived in constant fear. I wasn't unable to work. I was not able to drive. So paying private university tuition is very expensive and a very hard burden on my family financially. So when I qualified for DACA, that opened up tremendous doors for me. I was able to do undergraduate research at the University of Portland. I was able to work on campus. I was able to drive, which is a very simple but necessary need for me. And luckily, through this program, I was given all these opportunities and was able to take advantage of them. And now, my last year at the University of Portland, I have just been accepted to the top program in the nation for social work, and as well as Portland State. So I'm very excited about that. So I'm here to tell you that this program has real effects and is very beneficial to my community as well. It's not just my successes, it's for my family. So my dream is to be a social worker, and I'm one step closer to doing that because of this program. So I'm here to thank you for your support and also reiterate the fact that it's affecting families, and the expansion of DAPA will give parents the ability to work and drive as well, which is a big need. So I'm here to say thank you and to have you continue to support programs like these.
Thank you. Thanks for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
Which is the top social work schools in the country?
University of Michigan. So.
Well, no matter where you go, we hope you come back to Oregon
apply your skills. I thought you said top program, comma, Portland State University. So I thought it was redundant, but now I hear that there's a competitor to Portland State University.
One of the top.
We hope you will come back to Oregon to practice.
I think I'll stay in Portland. So
good. Look forward to having you back with that credential.
Thank you so much.
Go Pilots.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks. Are there other folks that are interested in testifying on this? Come on up, please.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We came here today to poll 105 because we fully support it, and we didn't want it to go through consent agenda and be unknown. We really wanted you to brag about it, and you have, and that's good because you're on the side of the angels on this one. And I'm just going to read you one line from the supporting paperwork, which I think it's very significant in this issue. And it says, under the authorization giving the city attorney the right to appear, it also says, whereas the city of Portland supports the humane treatment of all persons regardless of their immigration status, and then it goes on. That's a perfect description of Portland, Oregon. Those words, whoever wrote them, should be really congratulated because it encapsulates the entire battle that we constantly have here about equality, about justice, about immigration, all the issues that we deal with and fight over and get angry over are very valuable issues. And this one you should be proud of. And it's not often I come before you and congratulate you on anything. And this afternoon I will be yelling at you again. But on this one, you're on the side of the angels, and we congratulate you, and you all stand tall on this one, and with the other cities and with the President of the United States. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you very much. Anyone else? If not, then let's take a roll call, please, on the resolution.
Fritz. Thank you very much, Mayor, for leading us in this. It is a very important resolution. I love our president. I think he's doing an amazing job, and I am especially proud of this as an immigrant myself. came here on a student visa when I was 19 years old, changed visas multiple times. I would be an illegal immigrant if I had not been trained as a nurse, because when I got married to my husband in 1982, the rule was if you were here as a student visa and you married an American, you had to leave for 10 years. And we could never afford it to have done that. So I would certainly not have been apart for 10 years. And I think the rules may still be the same, which illustrates that we need fair, reasonable, compassionate, enforceable immigration laws. And until we have those, mechanisms like this are absolutely necessary. And we need to be compassionate to people who are here and wanting to do good things for our community. I appreciate Yuri's testimony. I think of Hector Lopez, who was a Milwaukee High School student at PSU, who we were able to save from being deported. These are individual people who deserve what other immigrants like myself had when we came to this great country of immigrants and of native peoples who have been welcoming and who understand what it feels like to be now a minority oppressed community. So thank you, Mayor, for leading us in this. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, Charlie, for bringing this forward. Joe, thanks for pulling it, if you pulled it.
The mayor pulled it.
Oh, you were going to pull it.
You beat me again.
Happy.
Thanks for your testimony. And, you know, my wife is the daughter of a first-generation American, and this is very important. And I, 32 years ago, I worked in Washington, D.C., and some people in this room may not have been born by then. But 32 years ago in Washington, there was a bipartisan consensus on immigration. And every year, the ranking Republican member of the Immigration Subcommittee worked with the Democratic chairman to set the preferences at a very high number. I just don't understand how we've moved so far away from those days when we celebrated immigration in this country to a time now where some people see political value in demonizing immigration. And it happened in 32 years, my lifetime. So thank you, Mayor, for bringing this forward, and I'm very honored to vote aye on this friend of the court brief.
Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor, for bringing this issue to us, and I'm pleased to, very proud to support it. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Mayor, and thanks to the City Attorney's Office for bringing this issue to us. Ideally, I think that the test for admission to this country should be very simple. We should simply ask, are you tired? Are you poor? Are you now, or have you ever been part of a huddled mass? Have you ever been tossed by a tempest? Do you yearn to breathe free? But until we get to that point, I'm proud of the President's efforts in this area. I'm proud to support them. Aye.
Hales.
Well, thank you all very much. Harry Auerbach, thank you for good work, and Nils Tillstrom and the government relations team for fast work for us to be able to join in. I got to tell you, I was really proud to be able to not only be there with other representatives of cities around the country, because both the U.S. Conference of Mayors and the National League of Cities joined in to this brief, but I was able to tell the story about how our community came together to support Francisco Aguirre. And now we have Yuri's story, if you don't mind, to add, because I think it's so important to tell the stories of individual people and how this matters. And so thank you for being here today. You know, there's that line in Casablanca where Claude Rains says, round up all the usual suspects. And maybe that would apply to the other side of this argument. But I stood there with not only the mayor of New York and the mayor of San Francisco, but also the mayors of Houston and Galveston, who all come, like I do, from a community that has heart in this issue. So it was a proud moment for me as a representative of this council and this community, and I think it's a proud moment for our country that the President has taken the action that he has and that the rest of us are gathering around him to support it. Thank you all. Aye.